Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding my Sasheni Daf Chavdalad in the Oizu Adar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting five lines from the top of Amud Aleph for the two dots. Says the Gemara of Shulman Levi Oimir, Ein Mursifim Choymish El Al Tchila Segdeshus. If a Behemo has a mum, Behemo of Hegdish has a blemish, and you redeem the Behemo for money, you have to add a Choymish, you have to add 25% above the original value when you do the redemption. Says Rav Shulman Levi, that only happens in redemption number one. But if it's a second redemption, you don't do it. What does it mean, a second redemption? You have a behemo that has a blemish, you exchange her for another animal, and then that second animal got a blemish, so now you exchange it for the second time, that second one you don't add a chaymish, you don't add a 25% addition to the value. Says the Gemara, we find a bright side like that. The pasuk speaks about behemot tmeo, and it speaks about pidyon. And you learn from the other following: ma behemot tmeo miyuchedes shitchila segdish. A behemot tmeo, behemot which you can't give it as a korban, it will always be not the end of hegdish, because it cannot be the korban. So it will be tchila segdish. It's going to be the first korban, the first animal. Not the one which is the last one going in the Mizbech. Reb Chaim says over here, you cannot be mechal even one behemot tmeo and another behemot tmeo, because you can't use a second behemot for the Mizbech. So you're supposed to do the redemption that will bring it to Mizbech. You can't exchange a behemot tmeo for a behemot tmeo if you can't put the second one in the Mizbech. And many of the other mefarshim over here brings this Gzeiras HaKosa that says, Babeimo ha-tmeo, the tmeo, only the first ones. What do you learn from there? You add a choymish, a behemot tmeo, which is the first. Of course, you tchil a segdish moisif choymish. You add choymish for what's the beginning of hegdish, not the second behemo that was exchanged for the first. So you learn from behemot tmeo, the same behemot tmeo is only the first. So anytime you add choymish, it's supposed to be only the first. So now the Gemara is going to bring a few exceptions to this, and this is how we connect it back to Maaseh Sheni. Shuv b'bchir b'Yudo b'Shem Chanino. Shlomim shelokchom bekesav meiser. You took the money meiser sheni to buy shlomim. As we learned before, that's what you do with the meiser sheni money. Humimu, now the behemo has a blemish. Updoyon, and he redeemed it. Moisiv chomish, you had the chomish. So even though this is not the first stage of Kedusha, the first stage was the meiser sheni. You exchange the meiser sheni for the animal. So you would think maybe the animal is the second stage. And we just learned you don't do chomish on hegdish sheni, on the second stage hegdish. But here, it's not considered to be the second stage. Because regarding shlomim, it's the first stage. So the first time there's shlomim over here. Yes, it was Maaseh Sheni before. But now it's a new thing. It's a new chapter. So therefore, it's considered to be the first redemption, and you add choymish on that. There's another example. Shlomim shelokcha midmei Pesach. You have a korban Pesach that got a blemish, and you have to exchange it for another animal. Exchange it for shlomim. Humimu ubdoyon masiv choymish. You get some mum and you redeem it, you add a chaymish. Because the shlom is not considered to be the exchange of Pesach, it's considered to be a new chapter. Before it was Pesach, now it's shlomim. So therefore you will add a chaymish even when you redeem the shlomim that came from the Pesach. So the Gemara brought two exceptions to the rule of the second hegdish. One is by shlomim coming from Maaseh Sheni, and one is by shlomim coming from Pesach. Says the Gemara, Ma'avyudon chad atzucho chad lo tzucho. One of them, you need to tell me, it's a chiddush. The other one you don't have to tell me, it's the Pashut. And the Gemara explains, Omar Amana, Pesach Tzucho, Shlomim Lo Tzucho. By Pesach, you have to tell me the Korban Shlomim is considered to be something new and not an exchange of the Korban Pesach. It's not considered to be the second Hegdish after Pesach. But by Shlomim buying from Maaseh Sheni, I know it's not considered to be a second Hegdish. Of course, it's the first Hegdish. And explains the Gemara in Amud Beis, Shlomim Toyma don't say, Oilu Pesach Mishtane L'Shem Shlomim Pe'ek Hegdish Acherhu. Or another gear, so he is kegdish echadu, which means when a korban Pesach is left over after Pesach and there's no blemish, what happens to this Pesach? It turns to be shlomim. That's the rule. Pesach after Pesach becomes shlomim. Moiser Pesach is shlomim. So I would think shlomim and Pesach is really the same thing. It's not two different things. It's not a new hegdish. So if I had a korban Pesach that got a mum, got a blemish, in exchange for shlomim, shlomim is considered to be the second stage. It's a second hegdish, so you don't add chomish for it. And if I would think, Eino Moisiv Chomish, you don't add a Chomish. The Chiddush is, no, Shlomim is considered to be a new chapter. And if the Pesach got a blemish in exchange for Shlomim, it's not a second Hegdish, it's the first Hegdish regarding Shlomim, and you do add Chomish if you redeem that. Says the Gemara, another nefkamina that happens with this idea, that when Pesach turns to be Shlomim, it's a new thing. It's a new process. What is that? Amavuno, time of the Reb Shimon Domar, in a Pesach of Tamuro Vishoine. Reb Shimon Shita, Meseches Tamuro, is that you cannot do Tamuro twice on the same carbon. Meaning, what is a Tamuro? Tamuro is when you exchange an animal for another animal, and the first animal has no blemish. So the din is that Tamuro does not work. But what it does do is the first animal stays Kaddish and the second animal becomes Kaddish as well. Says Rav Shimon, you can do Tamura only once. You can't do Tamura twice. You can't take the first animal and exchange it a second time and make the second time another animal Kaddish. So I have one Korban Pesach I did Tamura, and I want to take that same Korban Pesach and do Tamura again. It does not work. But Heimer Bo Yodeo Pesach, he did Tamura when it was Korban Pesach. Meimer Bo Yodeo Shlamim. Once he exchanged it for Shlamim, you can do Tamura again. Because now it's a new Korban. Now it's a new stage. It's a new process. The same way you pay chaimish on the shlamim, you also can do tomorrow on the shlamim because it's something new. So the Gemara Amaleh Man of Loi Demuya Avi Rebbe Medivinili. This what Rabbi Shmuel told us, that we're comparing the Pesach and shlamim to the Ma'aseh and shlamim. That shlamim is a new stage, and therefore, of course, it will work by tomorrow as well. It's not a chiddush. Says the Gemara Rabbo Rabbi Chiya B'Shar Beyuchanan Shlamim Shelokham BeKesef Ma'aser. He bought the korban with the kesef ma'aser. Humimu updoyon. He had a mum, these animals, and he redeemed the animal for money. The money doesn't become ma'aser sheni again. It doesn't go back to its original state. Once you took the money ma'aser sheni, you bought a korban, ma'aser sheni is gone. Now you have a korban shlomim. You take and redeem the korban shlomim for money. The money has a din of mum and hekdesh, but it doesn't have a din of mum and ma'aser sheni. It doesn't go back to its original state. And that's what the Gemara concludes and explains. Rab Zeiro, Rab Hilo, Tareyon, Mishmei, Rab Yosef Bechanino, they both said the name of Yosef Bechanino. Chadom HaShlom, Mishalokha, Mekesem, Meiser, Pokom, Mehemdush, and Meiser. You buy Kotchim from Meiser Sheni, so Meiser Sheni goes away. There's no Gish of Meiser Sheni anymore, it will never come back. Continues the Gemara in Dav Chofi Amud Aleph. Trumo Shalokha, Mekesem, Meiser, if you took Meiser Sheni, money, and you bought the Trumo, Lui Pokom, Mehemdush, and Meiser. The Gish of Meiser is still there. And you have your two kedushas, Trumo and Ma'aser Sheni, and it's different than Shlom. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Shiveris. Our Mishnah seems to say the opposite of this. Because, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah brought a rayo that you should not use Ma'aser Sheni to buy Trumo, and the Mishnah wanted to bring a rayo that you could do it because you could do Shlomi with Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Shiveris, it takes away what we just said. Mishivin Dovah Shepokom and Kedushas Ma'aser, or Dovah Shalipokom and Kedushas Ma'aser. You want to bring a raya that you can use Ma'aser Sheni to buy Shlomim, so of course you can use Ma'aser Sheni to buy Truma. It's very different. When you buy Shlomim Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha goes away. When you buy Truma Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Sheni stays. And then you're Mimad Bachilos, so you're causing that you cannot use the Ma'aser Sheni properly. That's what one of the Mandorim before said in the name of Yisrael Bechanino. The other one says, Achar no Amar, that it's not a question. This question that you brought, how can you compare, how can you bring a raya from Shlomim to Trumo, Shlomim the Kedusha goes away, Trumo the Kedusha stays, that's not a question. Shehu Oymer Lo, he tells him, and we can use here the Gir Sar Rab Chaim, Ovadez Kedusha Osay. Rab Chaim explains in the second explanation, that's itself the raya. If I think of Ma'aser Sheni and I borrow the Shlomim, what happens to Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni? It goes away. So I don't care that the Kedusha Ma'aser Sheni goes away. So of course I could buy Ma'aser Sheni Trumo and just be mad by Chilos, I'm not going to have the many amount of people that could eat it, but it's still Ma'aser Sheni is there. So the Raya from Shlomim is he gufo. The fact that I can use Ma'aser Sheni to buy Shlomim and lose, so to speak, the Gedusha Ma'aser Sheni, that shows I don't care so much about the loss of the Gedusha. So why can't I buy Trumo? And worst case, they won't have enough people to eat it and I'll lose the Gedusha as well. That's something that doesn't bother me. That's the Raya from Shlomim to Trumo. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni, Daf Chof Dalet.